Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this week. And the first movie is American Hustle. Kinda a truer story. Christian Bale and Amy Adams are in big trouble unless they help the feds by conning the really big bad guys, and then somehow figure out a way to get themselves off scot-free.
He had this confidence that drew me to him.
Did you ever have to find a way to survive? And you knew your choices were bad.
We were so successful for so long because we kept it just small enough.
If you're that successful, how come you wound up in this room with me?
It's gotta be the best we've ever done.
Well, this is all a here's a con, there's a con, everywhere a con. So yes, you don't know who's really doing what to who and who's really getting what done to them. Which is sometimes interesting and sometimes way too annoying because there's like a billion stars in this movie and they all need a whole lot of screen time. So it is really long, but Christian and Amy, along with Bradley Cooper, Jeremy Renner, and Jennifer Lawrence, they do great. But it doesn't have the most uplifting message ever, since pretty much everyone's messed up, completely dysfunctional, and out for themselves. Kind of like a normal day in corporate America, great. But the most disturbing part of this movie? The 1970s, what were we thinking with the polyester giant glasses and enormous hair? Thank goodness for progress and spandex pierced noses and tattoos? Well, anyway, on our movie night traffic light, American Hustle is a yellow light. Now into something entirely different, it's Saving Mr. Banks, a really true story. Tom Hanks is Walt Disney, who's been on a 20-year quest to convince Emma Thompson to let him bring Mary Poppins to life.
20 years ago, I made a promise to my daughters that I would make your Mary Poppins fly off the pages of your books.
Mary Poppins is not for sale. I won't have her turned into one of your silly cartoons.
Says the woman who sent a flying nanny with a talking umbrella to save the children.
You don't know what she means to me.
Now, when you want to make one of the most entertaining movies of the year, you get two of the best actors ever, you give them a really great script, and film it in a way that keeps the audience glued to the screen the whole entire time, because even though we all know how it turns out, we have no idea how it really all turned out. This is a fascinating story told in fascinating ways starring fascinating stars. Loved it if you couldn't tell, and maybe just part of the reason is because it surprised me. You know how great surprises can be, like finding 10 bucks in your pocket or getting a cheeseburger when you only ordered a hamburger, or not getting that speeding ticket you deserve. Anyway, Mr. Banks is a great surprise. Turns out there is way more to Walt Disney than Mickey Mouse and Tinkerbell. And just for the record, I happen to love animated penguins, so in our movie night traffic light, Saving Mr. Banks is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.